This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why did Instagram block my post? And I'm trying to go live now on Instagram here from my phone on the side, and it said blocked from sharing live videos. Posts from your account have recently been removed for going against our community guidelines. So live video sharing has been temporarily blocked, which I didn't know, and so I tried to go live now. So that adds a little bit more flavor to this video. Alhamdulillah. Learn more. I'll open it up now to see what they're saying, inshallah. So why did they block my post, and what was the post that was blocked? Alhamdulillah, Facebook hasn't blocked it, either as Twitter. But what was the post about, and what was I saying that made them block it? Let me read it here to you. It says that it is a crime, and let me not say the name, so I'm not blocked on here once again. It is a crime for this movement who has just taken over the government in their country, and I think all of you know what I'm talking about, clearly. So it's a crime for them to force women to wear hijab. Why is this? Why is it a crime? Because it's a woman's right to wear whatever she wants, as we hear. You can't force a woman to wear a hijab. She has the right to do whatever she wants. But, the post goes on, in France and other EU countries, they can force the women to remove their hijab, the opposite of this extremist militant group, right? Why do they have the right to do this, France and the EU countries? Because it's not the woman's right to wear a hijab, even if she wants to. And something very interesting, if you were to look at the comments on the post, I don't know, you can check here on Facebook, I haven't read them, I saw some of them on Instagram, but many of the sisters were writing that they actually, you know, it's their choice, and that's why they're wearing the hijab. And this is what the people need to understand. There's not these mullahs and these, you know, these extremist scholars who are forcing their women to wear hijab. This is something that the women are doing out of their own free will. And it's what she wants to wear. And this is what the West is calling to freedom of choice, freedom of this. And we can see, obviously, from these type of things, that it's all propaganda. It's all kalam. It's nothing reality. They use it to do their agenda, to accomplish their goals. But if we come and say, okay, we want to use it for our religion, we want to have our freedom, then we don't have the same rights. And we can see, you know, the hypocrisy of them and of their governments. Also, obviously, this teaches, as we can see right here, subhanAllah, I didn't even realize I was just blocked until now, even from live videos, subhanAllah, that this shows us the hatred that they have towards Islam and towards the Muslims. And it also teaches us, you know, as Allah told us, that they will not stop, they will continue to fight, and they will never be pleased with us until we do what? وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until the Christians and the Jews, I mean all nations as well, I mean just as a description, and all of the ones who don't believe in Islam, that they will never be pleased with you. لَن تَرْضَى They will never be pleased with you until you what? Until you follow their religion, until you follow their way. This is the only way they're going to be pleased with you. And this also reminds us of the importance of finding bada'il, finding alternatives. Because eventually what's going to happen in their war against Islam, and not just even for Muslims, this is even people who stand up for the truth. If you talk about the C word now, I'm not going to mention it, because I got also flagged for that before. So if you talk about the C word, and you say, well, what's going on with the situation? You know, some of the facts, what you guys are saying, there's actually other scientific facts that prove what you're saying is not correct. Once again, you get flagged. So you don't really have the freedom of speech. Facebook and these other groups who claim they give us the freedom to post what we want, even some, you know, some people have been banned from idiotic things like, what's it called? The crazy thing the kids watch. It's not coming to my mind. TikTok. All of this also has been blocked. And people have been blocked on this, even though you can do the most stupid, idiotic things on there, and it's no problem. But if you say something serious, something correct, then also many people have been blocked. I saw a bodybuilder was blocked the other day for speaking some scientific facts. He was blocked there. So this type of thing shows you that real freedom, it's just a claim. It's not a reality. Therefore, we have to, as Muslims, have alternatives. Instead of YouTube, we need Muslim tube. It might even be there, but we don't follow it. That doesn't mean we don't benefit from these platforms. We reach a large audience. We reach out. That's something that's important. But we need to establish our own alternative. So we use both platforms. But once they do start blocking the Muslims, start blocking the truth seekers, those who are speaking the truth, that there is a second platform out there. So we have to start using the alternative platforms. And the only way for that to be, for us to be successful in that, is if you guys, the ones who are watching, you know, you're going to actually take part if we go to other platforms. But if we only find our followers and those who are benefiting from us on these platforms, then we're forced to stay there. Like I said, we can use both, but eventually when they do block us, because that's what's going to happen in the end. You know, many of the mashiach, many of those successful, you're going to find that they're going to be blocked. You can look at people like, you know, Dr. Zakir now, who's doing a great job on YouTube and Facebook. Eventually they'll block him. Eventually they'll probably ban him, like they will many other speakers as well. So therefore, we have to make sure that we find proper alternatives and that we use them. That we use them, and that you guys, the viewers, that you support them, inshallah ta'ala. Also, it's very important that you fight for your rights. Obviously, when I saw this here, I'm looking at my phone now, as I keep looking at you, want to know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at my phone, the fact that I've been blocked here from doing live videos. Unfortunately, they put it in Turkish, so I have no idea what they're saying. I don't know why. I guess I'm here in Turkey, but it should be in English, obviously, in my language. I'm trying to understand what the thing is, but we need to obviously speak out against this and fight for our rights. Because even if you look at it, you go back to my post, I didn't say, because they're saying, okay, this is an extremist militant group, that name. I didn't say anything to support them. I didn't say that they were good. I didn't say that they were bad. I didn't say anything about them and in support of them. All I said was their name. I said that they, because you know, this is what's coming from the Western media anyways, not from me. They're saying they're going to force the people to wear hijab. I still don't know. Obviously, they have a new political system. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, to be honest with you. But the fact is that they're saying that, you know, people are outraged, women's rights and all of this. How are you going to force a woman to wear hijab? But on the contrary, in the West, they forbid the women from wearing hijab, but that's okay. They have the right to do that because a woman doesn't have the right to do what she wants to do in the Western countries. Where if you try to do it in a Muslim country, then it's chaotic and it's extremism and all of that. So I didn't even say anything in support of this group, but yet they removed my post. And now, on top of that, they've blocked me on doing live videos, which, like I said, I didn't know until then. Alhamdulillah, very interesting. But it is at the end of the day, alhamdulillah. We're going to speak the truth no matter what. We're going to get it out there. If they block us, alhamdulillah, we'll find other alternatives. We'll find other ways. Alhamdulillah, as Allah told us in the Quran, يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, that they plan and Allah plans and Allah is the best of planners. Alhamdulillah. And the ones who get blocked and the ones who get censored, it's going to make people want to listen to them more. So actually, it's actually a good thing. So actually, as they say, these are battle scars for us. It's actually putting, you know, stripes on our belt, alhamdulillah. So it's all good at the end, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Get the word out to everyone. Let them know what they're up to. I mean, I'm not the first one. Many people have been blocked, I'm sure, for mentioning this group's name. But I mean, like I said, I'm not even supporting them anyways. I'm just mentioning a fact. But yet, here I am blocked. Wallahu mustan. May Allah protect us all and give us all the best. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you for watching. And please share the video, inshallah. Spread the word out, inshallah ta'ala, so we can fight for our rights and stand up against this injustice. Like I said, not just happening to me, but others as well, for speaking the word of the truth. Barakallahu feekum. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.